You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I am better than ever. We've got my good friend Becca Carlson on the other line. And Becca, we were just going to get into what was going to be going on with my new format for my email blast.
So I am really excited about this because having the opportunity to look over your brand and understand your current messaging has really been inspirational in coming up with how your new brand is going to look. And we're really focusing on making things visually stimulating, succinct, and interactive. Those three elements are the elements of every good e-blast. It has to be something that someone can digest quickly. It has to be something that looks pretty enough that they open it. And it needs to have an interactive element. It needs to have a call to action, because just sending out information and hoping that somebody reads all of it, but not giving them an easy way to get a hold of you, really is like you're not closing the deal. You got to give them the opportunity to find you.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So listen, Becca, once people have found me and they want to get my message, is there something embedded in the e-blast that helps them get to me quickly and easily?
Absolutely. So we like to use buttons that let them email you immediately. We could even do one that does a call button if you want. So you and I have to talk about how we want to structure that. But they should be able to click through to the website and definitely click through in an email that goes straight to you. That email can be auto-populated with, I am interested in XYZ. So if they're looking at your loan website or your loan e-blast, they can say, I'm interested in Spectrum Mortgage as the subject line, so that you'll know which e-blast they're responding to.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So then we can find out what's more effective. We can actually test whether sending it at 6 in the morning, 8 in the morning, or 10 in the morning is better for my group of people.
For sure. And we test those. We check those analytics every time. So we look through the back end, and we're able to see over time which topics, which subject lines, and which times have been most effective for people receiving and clicking through your emails.
Oh, that's terrific. That's really terrific. Now, let's say somebody wants to use your services for, I don't know, reaching out to a database to raise capital. Is it something that you could help them with?
Oh, absolutely. I have clients all over the country who are doing various outbound marketing, and we're able to do e-blasts. Some individual property e-blasts and leasing e-blasts to capital raising e-blasts on a very, very broad scale.
Now, who's your typical customer? Because down in South Florida, we have a lot of real estate professionals, both in commercial and residential. In fact, we have the head of the Coldwell Banker Residential here in South Florida is going to be on after you. So we've got a lot of realtors listening today. Can you help realtors?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm the president-elect of the Northern Illinois Commercial Association of Realtors, and I've spent almost all of my career with commercial real estate professionals, and we've actually just expanded our outreach to trying to help mentor and educate residential brokers who want to break into commercial.
So if a broker wants to break into commercial, it seems to me that they're going to have to manage the way that they're seen in the market, their brand. Can you help people manage their brand with your content marketing, and how does that work?
Certainly. A lot of it is, there are some ways that residential agents are portrayed that this is a little different than commercial agents, and they may not realize that, and it may be something as simple as changing the angle of their headshot that makes them look more like a financial professional than like a traditional residential realtor. So there are even some simple ways. It doesn't have to be, a massive rebrand strategy, but I love to serve in an advisory capacity, helping people subtly change the way that they are perceived by the market.
Well, that's great, Becca. Now, What is your favorite story about somebody that you've been able to help with their content marketing? They came to you, wasn't going that great, and you were able to step in and convert it in, and it really started to happen. Can you tell me a little bit of a case study like that?
Oh, golly. Yes.
I know you can. I came out of left field. I nailed you, didn't I? I got you, didn't I? Good case study. Good case study. Usually I don't come that fast. I give somebody a ramp-up time, but I caught her flat-footed on that. I didn't tee you up good. I'm sorry, Becca. That was my fault. I'll take all the blame on that one.
No problem. I'm trying to pick my favorite client.
Make sure they're anonymous. Make sure they're anonymous. Yeah, you can't do me. We did me for the last half hour. So now we got to tell us somebody you really like that's really tickled your fancy that you've been able to help and what you're doing for them.
So I have a group here in Chicago that is an investment firm, and they do like massive office investments, like $200 million office buildings.
Okay.
And they do them all over the country, and they're based here in Chicago. And they had this idea of starting a asset management practice.
Ooh, smart move.
And smart move entirely. And what we were able to do is to take it
inception to execution.
I think that's probably a better way to put it. So what we did is we even got to brainstorm helping them decide the name. We got to name the company. We got to start them off from the beginning with a full brand, full website, full marketing materials. And so the happy ending is right now they've got a $500 million portfolio under their belt that they're asset managing, and that
awesome.
They started this in April. So just in a few months, they've really been able to saturate their market, and that's been very exciting to be a part of.
Oh, that's just terrific. That's just terrific. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Becca. I want to thank you so much for helping us out. And what do you have planned for our next Freedom Business Improvement?
Our next Freedom Business Improvement is going to be adding a new font color.
Ooh.
You're terrific, Becca. I want to thank Rebecca Carlson. Rebecca, if people want to get some information and do some business with you, how do they find you?
You know what? You can just hop on my website, which is carlsonintegrated.com. Very simple. One word, Carlson Integrated.
You're terrific. You've been working in real estate since passing your broker's license a little while back. And you've been terrific. And I want to thank you so much, Becca, for coming on today. What's a good last thought about content marketing that you'd like to leave everybody with?
I would say my last thought is this. 95% is okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to get done. If you're not actually sending things out, if you're not executing because you're waiting to have it absolutely perfect, you're missing out on touching your friends and your colleagues. You're missing out on them remembering that you exist.
Oh, Becca, you are the best. Nobody's going to forget you exist. I can guarantee you that.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, my gosh. It's already starting off great. And then I've got Nancy coming up next. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, you never know. You may want to cross over to Nancy when I send out those emails because she may have a couple people you can help down here. You never know. That's what Freedom Business is all about. Okay. Thank you, Becca Carlson from Carlson Integrated, my content marketing team. You should be yours, too. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Becca.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll talk offline tomorrow or something. Wanda, it's your time.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.